economists looking at the data are also saying that we can expect yet more contraction during the current quarter, perhaps in over the next couple of quarters of this year, and that there won't be an upturn until sometime towards the end of 2009. So it all looks at the moment like Japan is heading for its deepest recession since the end of the Second World War. So it's very serious for Japan. And of course, because Japan is a major world economy, that doesn't bode too well for the rest of the developed and indeed the emerging economies around the world either.
And what plans do the Japanese have with rising unemployment across the country? Is the Prime Minister set to opt for another stimulus package?
Yes, that looks on the cards at the moment. I mean, the Japanese government is really running out of options. It's taken the lead from other central banks around the world and cut interest rates to almost zero. Interest rates in Japan are now just 0.1%. Prime Minister Taro Aso, whose handling of the economy has made him incredibly unpopular, has already announced trillions of yen in stimulus packages. It looks like the government's going to table yet more additional spending to boost consumer demand, perhaps sometime in March. But neither of these measures seem to have had any impact at all. I mean, Japanese banks, for example, are in fairly rude health compared with their counterparts in the US and Europe. And this is, of course, because Japan has been through all this before. It had the lost decade of the 1990s when Japanese banks were saddled with huge sums in bad loans. And eventually they were forced to clean house and put their finances in order. So Japanese banks weren't as badly affected by the subprime loan crisis as banks in the US and Europe. But the problem is, because the Japanese economy depends so deeply on export markets, particularly exports to countries like the US and China, because demand in those countries has plummeted so dramatically over the last few months, that's had a terrible effects on the bottom line of major Japanese companies. I'm talking about Sony, Hitachi, Toyota, Nissan, and the list goes on.
Hillary Clinton has arrived in Asia now, hasn't she? Her first overseas tour as Secretary of State. And aside from the issue of North Korea, will she be defending any protectionist rhetoric in Obama's stimulus package?
That may well come up in discussions with Japanese officials in Tokyo over the next couple of days. I mean, the Japanese finance minister, Shoichi Nakagawa, has just returned from the weekend G7 meeting in Rome, saying that commitments were made to avoid protectionism. But there is certainly a disquiet in Tokyo about the possible effects of a Buy American clause in the Obama stimulus package. As I said, Japan will only begin to drag itself out of this quagmire when exports start picking up. The U.S. is a crucial export market for Japanese companies. The problem is that American consumers are no longer buying Sony TVs, Canon cameras, or Toyota cars, and it's persuading America to follow a course that will lead to that a return in consumer demand in the United States, particularly for Japanese goods. That is really what the Japanese officials are banking on at the moment.